Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome back to History Around the World. This episode was written by CJ and Andy. Today, we will be talking about the Cuban Revolution and how revolutionary it was. It all started in 1953 when young lawyer Fidel Castro came into Cuba and made his mark. Castro tried running for Congress, but they denied him, which angered him. So according to the book Insight Guides Cuba, 128 of his fellow anti-Batistas mounted an attack on the Moncada Army barracks in Santiago. Fortunately, Castro and his men got apprehended in Santiago, but this event marked the beginning of the Cuban Revolution. Now we'll be talking about the conditions in Cuba. It was a dictatorship. The conditions before the revolution were very poor. No one knew how to read or write, and a quarter of adult males were unemployed. The population was upset about these conditions, including the lack of education. Imagine coming home to no TV, no clean water, no Wi-Fi, and heat or AC. Some actions that were taken to solve these problems are when Raul Castro introduced social and economic strains. These actions failed to stop the revolution, however, because 500 workers would be laid off. Restrictions began to not allow people into Cuba. Some important people during the Cuban Revolution, according to Insight Guides Cuba, page 51 and 52, are Batista, the ruler of Cuba during the revolution. Fidel Castro pretty much was the main reason the revolution began. And last but not least, Herbert Matthews, which was a reporter from the New York Times that interviewed Castro and made the public see him as a dashing young revolutionary. Now we'll talk about the timeline. First was in 1953 when Castro attacked Santiago. Also in 1953, Castro got 15 years in prison. Next was in 1955 when Fidel Castro was freed from prison and went to Mexico. In 1956, the blood repression of revolt at Santiago and the guerrilla war in Sierra Maestra. In 1961, the Bay of Pigs happened, where 1,500 Cuban exiles infiltrated Cuba and ended up getting caught and traded back to the U.S. for $50 million worth of medicine traded to Cuba. In 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis occurred. The USSR had begun to trade aid and missiles to Cuba, and after a while, the U.S. got involved and threatened to bomb Cuba if they didn't get rid of their nukes from Russia. Some aspects that changed after the revolution was education, racial discrimination, low-income housing programs, free healthcare, and much more. But only one aspect didn't change, and that was poverty. Today we talked about many aspects of the Cuban Revolution, and I would say that it was indeed revolutionary. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to Andy Grammer and CJ Espinoza for writing this episode. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.